Hi, this is Sean Milo, and this is the MiloCast for March 1st, 2005. And usually, I edit out the gaps when I stop speaking and when I say and things like that. I try to make a really good quality-sounding podcast, but today I'm going to kind of ramble a little bit because I have a bunch of little things to talk about. So I don't want to get too caught up in that kind of stuff. So forgive the quality, forgive the pauses and so on, but here we go. First, I'd like to thank Greg Luring, the producer of Pop Goes the Culture, for having an entire podcast just talking about me. Not because he's talking about me and gratifying my ego, but because he's voicing a, I would say, an opinion or a fact maybe that hadn't really occurred to me before, and that's that there are a lot of silent listeners out there that really do listen to the MiloCast and do get something out of it. And that's great. That's exactly what I needed to know. And I have gotten other feedback from other people since my last podcast, so that's been very nice. And let me point out a couple of things here. Oh, he said that I said I'd give $10 a week to a podcast. It was $10 each month. $10 a week would be $520 a year, and that might be a little bit of a strain, but for now I'm doing 10 a month. Looks like I can do 10 a week. I'm sure there are more than enough deserving podcasts, but instead of me doing it all myself, if I can get some help from you guys who are listening, if you can, when you can, just if your favorite podcast has a tip jar, go there and toss them $5 or $10 if you can. You know, it doesn't have to be every month, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of money, but, or at the very least, send them an email and let them know that you're listening, because as Greg pointed out, some of us just don't know. And a couple of emails coming in that say, hey, I listen to your show and, you know, I get something out of it. That might be all the donation some of us need to keep going. So that was really nice to hear. Greg also gave me a couple of book suggestions, which was nice. And also, David, who I don't know if he wants me to give his last name, suggested a couple of books. And I've actually started recording Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad. And I'm hoping to put out at least an hour's worth of it or so by the end of the week. And, oh, another correction. Greg had been under the impression I had been doing this for a couple of months, and actually I've been doing it for less than 1 month. It may seem like more, because I've probably put out about 15 podcasts in that time, and there was a period of 3 days where I actually did 8. And that was right after I got my voice processor, and I was having a lot of fun playing with it, and I had some things to put out. But I don't put out something regularly or every day because I don't always feel that I have something that's worth your time. If I were Adam Curry or Don and Drew, then I could just talk about myself, and that would be so interesting. Everyone would be enthralled. But I think there are enough podcasts like that out there, and you don't really need me to give you the mundane details of my existence. So, the audiobook, when it's done, when Lord Jim is done, I'm probably going to have to start putting out my own feed, which I still haven't taken the time to figure out how to do. And even though it's something I know I could find on Google, if anyone has any good links they can send me or wants to volunteer to help me out, I would appreciate it. And until then, I'll keep putting things out on openpodcast.org, but I'm probably not going to put anything too long, like the first hour of this audiobook, on Open Podcast. Maybe I'll just put out a notice on Open Podcast and tell you you can download it from MiloCast.com. Oh, speaking of MiloCast.com, it exists. I had owned the domain and I hadn't done anything with it, but I found out from looking at some other podcasters' sites that WordPress is an awesome tool. So I just put up a quick site with WordPress and put up a couple comments and put a couple links to some of my OpenPodcast.org podcasts. And see, what else is going on? Oh, I received a bit of an honor. I received an email from Adam Curry, who just basically said, keep him coming. Not big on typing words, but I have a feeling that broadcasting is more his medium, and so it was really nice to hear from him, and I sent him a reply, and he gave me a short reply to that, so he's listening to my podcast and looking forward to, you know, what's coming. And I received a request from Tim and Nine of Dead Air Radio. They've only done one podcast, but they've been doing a streaming radio show for the last 2 years. they asked me if I would do the intro for their podcast, which kind of surprised me because I don't think I have one of those pro broadcasting voices like the guy who's done the intro for the Distorted View show and things like that. But hey, it was cool, and you know, I was flattered they asked me, so we put something together this week. I'm not going to play it on my podcast because I made it for them, and I'm going to let them air the debut. So look for something on openpodcast.org until they get their own stream and get their podcast out on a regular basis, because right now it's still a twice weekly webcast, which you need to listen to streaming live. They do have archives, but you have to play them online. And what have we here? Oh yeah, I did get more than four emails. Not many more, but I did get more than four. My point was I only got about four from people who are not interested in podcasting or not currently doing podcasts. And by not interested, I mean not interested in making one. I got only about four from people who weren't doing any podcasting, who just emailed me to let me know that they were listening or to make a suggestion or ask a question, that sort of thing. But that number has nearly tripled by now. So, you know, if you still want to email me, I'm definitely not overloaded and I will reply. But if you don't want to, you know, just want to listen, that's fine, because I've gotten enough encouragement that I know that there is some interest out in the community. So that's really nice. And because some conversation's been going on about my equipment and spending money on equipment and things like that, the only reason that I'm investing the kind of money into equipment that I am is that if I'm going to be putting out an audiobook that you are going to want to listen to for more than 5 minutes, I just think the sound has got to be pretty good. If you're looking at doing your own podcast and you're holding back because you don't have the money yet, or you're intimidated by some of the setups you see people like Michael Gohagan or Adam Curry having, just don't wait. If you have good content, put it out there. Don and Drew, the Don and Drew Show, is one of the most popular podcasts out there. And I think that besides the laptop they're recording on, they're using about $20 worth of equipment. And the Dead Air Radio, which has been on for over 2 years, is using about $20 worth of equipment, just a couple cheap microphones, and they have listeners and they have a good time. So if you want to put something out there, put something out there. That's really all I had for today. This is a little bit long, and usually I don't go into all the personal details, but I'm getting some good feedback, and I wanted to say I appreciate it and just kind of address everybody out there person to person. So thanks for listening, and look for the first chapter or first hour or something of Lord Jim by Joseph Conrad from me sometime this week. Of course, my email address is milocast, MiloCast at gmail.com, and the voicemail feedback line is 206-666-MILO. And now, there's also MiloCast.com.